Lucky Bacall here. Every time I take a look around my neighborhood, in the media, or on the internet, I see more evidence that more clever people are reclaiming their independence from corporate food sources by raising chickens in their backyards. Small farming is actually returning to North America, as it becomes apparent that the big business model of farming is actually unwieldy and out of reach for rural people. But chickens don't require big tracts of countryside. Traditional villages teemed with household chickens, and suburban and urban dwellers are returning to that world. I used to be just like most of my listeners, worried about the chemicals and additives in my grocery-purchased foods, not to mention the substandard flavors, and worried about the stories of livestock abuse on the factory farms that produce my meat and milk and eggs. Then I adopted a couple of baby chickens to help me debug my garden and maybe provide a little fertilizer for the veggies. In short order, I fell in love with their incredible personalities and fantastic work ethic, and when they started laying eggs, and I started having those for breakfast, a whole new world opened up for me. But I remember when my partner first pitched the idea of backyard chickening to me, and the first thing I thought was, one more mouth to feed. That's all we need. What are we going to feed these critters? Well, I soon discovered that not only did I get more food from the chickens than I gave to them due to the eggs and my improved garden productivity, they're also easy to feed and to feed naturally. First thing I figured out was what not to feed chickens. Don't feed them processed food, empty of nutrition, but designed to fatten up your bird to look good in a refrigerator. Don't feed them other chickens. That's just not right, especially not chickens that died of disease. Don't feed them chicken poop. Do I need to explain why? Don't feed them hormones, antibiotics, or arsenic. This is all the kind of stuff that commercial egg and meat operations do feed their birds. For example, arsenic is contained in roxarsone, a drug that most companies add to their feed to spur added growth in chickens and as an antibacterial agent. That's a potential environmental and public health threat. What kind of person exposes theirself and their neighbors to arsenic and other chemicals? Not to mention that substandard feed makes chickens prone to disease, is a crummy way to live for the chickens, and makes their eggs taste like cardboard, at best. When you buy a conventional egg or eat a typical grocery store chicken, you're paying someone good money for a nutrition-deprived egg with a cruelty bonus. That just doesn't make sense. Why do that when it's so easy to raise your own chickens and feed them your way? So what should you feed your chicken? A lot of the same things as humans, but in different proportions. So where humans have the food pyramid, chickens have the food egg. On the fat end of the egg, protein and fat. Bugs from your backyard, soybeans, make sure you boil them because raw soybeans contain compounds that may be toxic to chickens, and other beans and grains that provide protein. In the middle, the widest part of the egg, grains like barley, corn, millet, oats, wheat, or whole rice. These are staples and plenty should always be available, whether you're free-ranging your chickens in the backyard or keeping them in a large coop or chicken run. The truth is, a typical backyard won't have a lot of grains just laying around. On the small end of the chicken nutrition egg, but still close to the middle, is greens. Chickens love greens. They'll eat most weeds and grass, and sometimes a little too much of your garden if you give them easy access. Calcium is on a small end of the egg, but worth mentioning because it's necessary for egg production as well as for general health. And at the very tip of the egg is grit. Chickens need little stones in their crop. That's the spot in their neck where their food gets ground up for digestion. If your chickens really don't have access to a variety of small pebbles, you may want to get some packaged chicken grit. But most chickens are able to find their own grit just fine. Chickens need a balanced diet, but that's pretty easy to provide since quite a lot of their requirements can be met with items that already thrive in your backyard. Like I said before, weeds or grass or other greens you don't plan to eat, and of course bugs and worms. Kitchen extras are another convenient and basically cost-free food source. For instance, when there's not a lot of greens in my yard, I go out and buy fresh cilantro, chop the whole thing up for my adorable little flock who think it's a swell treat. But even when I get something like cilantro for myself or parsley and trim it, I'll feed the stems and roots to the chickens. Most of the time, when I trim my vegetables, what I consider scraps is still quality nutrition for the chickens. Just don't feed them rotten veggies. That's an insult. They're not buzzards or goats. Now, if you're a soft touch like me, you're going to set aside a little of some meals as a treat for your chickens. Everyone I've ever talked to agrees that chickens love pasta. And I got to tell you, it's so cute to see them eating plain spaghetti like it's quality worms running around the yard trying to steal the noodles from each other. If you make rice in a rice cooker or even a pot, there's invariably going to be some rice sticking to the bottom. You soak that in water, scoop it out, it's a way for chickens to get rice and their water for the day. Now you can get grains at the grocery store in the human section for pennies. On the other hand, if you're just not the resourceful type, you can get organic feed at the pet store or feed store that'll still be much better than what the big operations feed their chickens. I'd at least recommend you supplement the processed feed with some of the stuff I mentioned above, and perhaps, as you learn more about your chickens, you'll move towards more fresh foods. Your chickens will probably get enough calcium if they get a variety of dark greens and bugs, or even certain grains like amaranth. But ground oyster shells, available in massive quantities at feed stores or in crushable pill form at health food stores, is an acceptable shortcut. Another shortcut is to feed them eggshells once they start laying their own eggs. If you do that, it's important to dry and crush them so the chickens don't recognize what they're eating and get in the habit of breaking open their own eggs when they're craving calcium. Another reason for breaking up eggshells is an old superstition going back to the Middle Ages that a witch could steal a half shell and use it as a boat to roam the countryside. Personally, I like to keep a few halved eggshells around the house in case some tiny little being needs to borrow it for transportation. But when they're good and dry, I break them up for chicken feed. Chickens have pretty good instincts when it comes to food. They know they need grit. If they're in a yard, they'll hunt for just the right size pebble or piece of pit from your compost. They'll eat ground eggshells when they need calcium, and they'll graze around trying to get a variety of greens and bugs. I've noticed that when they're trying to hatch an egg and they only eat once a day, they'll bulk up on their grain supply. But like us humans, they're omnivores. That means they can survive on just about anything, but it also means they can't always be counted on to eat what's best for them. One of our chickens is always trying to sneak into the house so she can steal some cat food. In the 4 seconds it takes our pneumatic screen door to swing shut, she can run past me, and before I put down whatever I'm carrying, she's already gobbled down at least one piece of kibble. Personally, I don't want to eat the eggs of a chicken that feeds on processed cat food. I'm not a big fan of processed foods for any person or animal. Just can't get my cat to eat anything else. Finally, you'll definitely want to keep your chickens away from temptations like raw potato peels, chocolate, or too much salt. This is Bucky Bacall. I had a good time. Bucky Bacall's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.